our guy, Jay Williamsy. You like this vibe? Are we rolling with this on a Friday, Jay? You good with this?
Yo, D-Max, let me find out you and Orlando at a hip-hop club tonight on the Friday night. Are we doing bottles?
What are we doing?
Bottle service. We're popping bottles for sure, Jay.
What are we doing, Jay?
Come on, after last night's performance, we got to do it.
Hey, Jay Williams, our ESPN Nuggets analyst, courtesy of Elite Sportsbook. Jay, all it was is what it always was. What can I say, man? It's just been like this the whole year.
D-Max, here's what I'm saying. Darren Boyd phone. I already sent his ass a text. I don't need you to go around talking like when I'm 90, 91 years old, I'm talking to my kids about locking up Jimmy Butler. It's one game. Let's not give this team any ammunition.
Okay.
We have not won it yet, D-Max.
All right.
I need us to stay hungry.
Because
I'm talking trash nationally, and I just need us to stay hungry and locked in. That's all I want.
You know, man, hey, Jay, you know what that was last night? That was like, I don't know, you would obviously know a million times better than me, but I'm going to guess at some times in college you just had like a really good run, like a really good pickup game. You know what I'm saying? It was probably a lot of fun. Am I right on that? Did you have some off-season games like that?
All day, D-Max. I mean, that to me, I'm not saying skill-wise, I'm not saying basketball IQ-wise, but just physique-wise, physicality-wise, it did bring me back to like freshman year of high school when we had to scrimmage the varsity team. And I'm like, man, these dudes have hair under their armpits. They got mustaches. They're grown men. I can't. It felt like JV playing against varsity from a physicality perspective, and that's how Denver's going to win the series.
Jay, you just talked about it, right? You said you need them to stay humble. You've been talking trash at a national level. You've been riding with the Nuggets all year. Everybody talks about what the Miami Heat can do to play a better basketball game, and I don't believe nowhere near that we got the best version of the Miami Heat yesterday, Jay. But let's talk about these Denver Nuggets and how do they get better. What did you see in their game where you're saying, hey, you know what? That's got to improve from game one to game two.
I mean, I think Michael Porter Jr. gave good effort on the defensive end. I told you, D-Mac, what did I say last week? I'm tired of him just, he looks so erratic sometimes, right? Mm-hmm. I need him to ease into the game.
Because
I'm still waiting for him to elevate. Because when he elevates, this team, they can still reach another level, which is scary to say. I think also in game two, Orlando, like I think we're going to need to see Jokic be a little bit more aggressive offensively. I mean, this whole thing was incredible, not taking, you know, one shot into the end of the second quarter,
crazy,
five shots total to the end of the third quarter, and then still have a 27-point triple-double. But I think the way you're going to see Miami come out in game two, being fresher, actually playing a lot more zone, is that they're going to get a heavier dose of him needing to be aggressive and attacking and scoring first, and I think that's going to open up the game for other players later. So I would say those are probably the two things. And also, I'm going to need Aaron Gordon to continue to stay hungry. And that pick and roll that you saw, they stopped switching it between Aaron Gordon and Jamal Murray. Like, they need to keep – if I'm Jamal Murray, my eyes are as wide open as, you know, a raccoon at night.
Mm.
Because if you're not going to switch that, if you're going to go under, I'm going to bury that shot every time. So I think more pick and roll with Aaron Gordon, because every time they switch – if that's Gabe Vincent on Aaron Gordon, you could punish him in the block, so they're not going to switch. So if Jimmy Butler tries to hug up so he can go under, that's going to be wide-open shot after wide-open shot for Jamal Murray.
Hey, man, who do the Heat hire to give Max Strus and Caleb Martin a hug after the game? Like, who's the hug coach that just gives them a hug so they don't feel that bad?
Well, I'll tell you, slapping the face coach, the coach on the sideline with the baby powder on his hands, waiting for the ultimate slap, is Pat Riley. And I will say this, guys, like, I think the physicality took away some of the legs combined with the altitude, combined with the quick turnaround playing Monday night in a game seven, right? I do not see Miami missing that many wide open shots leading into game two. So, like, this will be a different type of game. I think Denver's ability to close out the shooters, to use their length and ultimately communicate. I mean, you can't give up 30 points on 60% shooting in the fourth quarter, guys. Like, you can't. And Michael Malone, I know he's focused on that,
he
and that's
is.
What he should do.
He is.
Because this is a team that always hangs around, D-Mac. Like, if you give them lifelines, they find a way to survive, and you don't want to let them see the light of day.
You know what, though, Jay Orlando? Malone's been talking about this, like, since October. Like, his team has been driving him nuts since the beginning of the season because they're winning some of these games so easily, they will slack off a little bit.
It's hard, like, to keep up, stay focused,
well,
right?
Because they already know they've got the game won. Yeah. So Malone has tried some crazy things, like putting all the starters back in the game up 25 with 5 minutes to go. And, you know, it's generally accompanied by a bunch of eye rolls and, okay, all right, coach. Because what's a coach supposed to do? But we've actually seen that, Jay, this year. Like, the Nuggets just lose focus a little bit because they're winning the game that easily. But they don't, Jay, here's the difference, though. They don't lose those games. They have never lost those games this year, even when they slack off a little bit. And I know they shouldn't. They still win those games.
Yeah. Hey, you know, oh, I don't know what any of your college coaches did, but I know what Coach K did for us in college because we are super talented. We used to have all these mental games that we played. Mm. And there were times that we would be up 15, 16 points at the half. And he would tell us that he was like, hey, manager, the game's 0-0. We have to win this game by 20 in the second half, which really meant that we had to win the game by 36.
Right.
Or we were going to get punished the next day in practice, right? But obviously you can't do that now that you're in the NBA Finals, but I really think, guys, we are on the precipice of watching the next dynastic team in the NBA.
Jay, is it because the Nuggets are so young, though? Is it because, like, you look at, like, the leader, it's Nikola Jokic, and he doesn't want the attention on him? But then you start looking around this basketball team and the guys that are playing, everybody's super young, but Uncle Jeff Green, right? He's the veteran. So is that why this team kind of takes on that personality that might kind of let off the gas pedal a little bit?
Yeah. Potentially. I also think sometimes it's, you know, teams, like, it still feels like, and this is what, like, I firmly believe Denver's going to win the NBA title this year, right? And let's say hypothetically they do. So, you know, the next challenge for them, just looking ahead, is going to be like, you guys, and we talked about this, D-Mac, the whole year,
yeah.
You guys have been the hunter.
Right.
You've always been disrespected. And now the next challenge, and this is the hardest part about being that team and being great, is when you are the hunted every single night, to maintain that ability to be the hunter. And I firmly believe, like, the hunted, you have to create hunter-like mentalities. That's discipline. That's hunger that a lot of normal people can't find. And that's going to be the next big challenge for this team, to get them over the hump to be dynastic.
Is your guy Kendrick Perkins okay? Is he going to be all right? Seriously. Is he going to be okay, Jay? We should check on him.
If you could see the amount of texts that I sent him, there's every Denver mascot. I mean, I'm sending him pictures of Russell Wilson sitting on the sideline. I'm just making him angry for no reason. It makes him so happy right now.
And you know what? He's still stuck with the Heat today. He's still stuck with them today. I mean, I guess I admire a guy going down with the ship, but okay.
Let him take his own grave. That's fine.
I mean, it is what it is. All right, Jay, any other quick takeaways here? But we love talking with you, man. It's been so, so, so great. Any other takeaways that you want to throw in here before we let you go?
Last thing I'll say is you got to cut the head off of the snake, and that's Jimmy Butler.
Mm.
And, you know, drop coverage, I think the more, you know, for them to take two free throws throughout the entire game.
How about that?
You know, the one question we've always had about Denver, you guys know this, right, is rim protection. So, you know, we're going to have to see the next iteration of what Michael Malone has for this team and what they can do, because they're about to come, y'all. This is about to be a real war in game two. And this is going to tell me whether, you know, Denver can truly do it in the manner I think they can.
Mm. All right. What are they going to do? Cody Zeller just, like, run into him in the hallway or something? Is he? By the way, does Cody Zeller look like Jim Carrey and the Cable Guy or what? You know what I'm saying?
So bad. D-Mac, you're so bad. What's wrong with you?
I mean, look at his weird.
Can we go back to the club, please? D-Mac,
go back to the club. I don't know. KJ, can we go back to the club? Can we get there? Our guy KJ on the ones and twos, you know what I'm saying? I mean, KJ's holding it down. Friday night in the club. We got an off night today. We're off. We don't even play tomorrow.
Jay, we're going to meet you downtown, Jay, tonight. We're going to be hanging out.
Yes.
D-Mac's got the table. D-Mac's got the table and the bottles.
That PJ Orlando, I'll be on it.
Yeah. Another PJ, yeah. Another PJ, Jay.
Hey.
The PJ. All right, my man. We love it. We'll talk to you.
Thanks, Jay. Appreciate you.
See you, man.